Trump says, impeach the bum Republicans or fade into oblivion. Is he wrong? Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com, raydog.com. Help support the channel, help us grow, help us to get better equipment, to give you better stories, better production values, etc., etc. So, I was being, obviously, it was a rhetorical question when I said, is he wrong? No, he is not wrong. These Republicans are spineless and they never do anything that they should do. And that is my fear when Trump is elected again, unless there's some shenanigans where they're talking about the 14th Amendment, trying to pull that on him. So I think that's their last ditch effort to get rid of him, to get him out of competition. But nonetheless, he says, impeach the bum or fade into oblivion. Trump unloads on the Republicans for not impeaching Biden. He's not wrong, folks. He's not wrong. Former President Trump has had it with the House of Republicans tiptoeing around impeaching President Joe Biden and blasted them on Sunday night, telling them to either impeach him or lose it all. He was understandably furious after Biden has been allowed to skate on all his alleged crimes, it's true, while politically persecuting a former president who questioned election results, which in his constitutional right. Trump posted the scathing indictment of the GOP on his Truth Social account, and he finally let loose what everyone is thinking concerning the brazen corruption that all of America has been witnessing. The Republicans in Congress, though, keep talking about an impeachment inquiry on crooked Joe Biden, the former president began. Look, the guy got bribed, he paid people off, and he wouldn't give $1 billion to Ukraine unless they got rid of the prosecutor. It's true, all true, all true stuff. And if you're on Truth Social, you can certainly read it there. Biden is a stone cold crook. You don't need a long inquiry to prove it. It's already proven. He's proclaimed as his righteous indignation built. These low lives impeached me twice. I won. And indicted me four times for nothing. Either impeach the bum or fade into oblivion. Trump concluded the hammering by stating, they did it to us. There have been a ton of hearings as the Republicans inch towards the impeachment of Biden, but no substantive real moves against him yet. Of course, the Americans is waiting. We're waiting. Again, they're spineless bums. I'm Republican in name, but that's the party that's closest to my political beliefs. So I don't agree with a lot of things that they do, and many of them are spineless. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy appeared on Fox News Sunday telling host Maria Bartiromo that Republicans are getting closer to pulling the impeachment trigger. They'll do it already and stop talking about it. Do it. Will you bring an impeachment inquiry against President Biden this September? She asked. Well, Maria, first, You have got to understand, only because Republicans took the majority have we found out what President Biden told us when he was running for office is not true, McCarthy replied, sidestepping the question. Of course, that is all they do. They piss me off so much. He said he never had any dealings with his son's business. Okay, blah, 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 blah. The point is, impeach the bum, as Trump says. Impeach him. We now found out, blah, 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 blah. They received 16 of 17 payments from Romania while he was vice president. We now found that the money would flow to 9 family members. This sounds like so much to impeach him for, and nothing is happening. He's just tiptoeing around, tiptoe, da, 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 da. You're pissing me off, dude. You really are, McCarthy. You are not as bad as the other one that they had in there. I can't even remember his name. The disgraced one. I can't remember his name. Anyway, an impeachment inquiry is still not impeachment. However, a number of Democrats are beginning to come around as well, wanting to know exactly what Biden did and how he was involved in Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. So, yeah, the Speaker of the House claims that a number of Democrats are even warming up to the possibility. Well, of course they're going to warm up to the possibility. They know that he's dead in the water if he is allowed to run in 2024. He's dead in the water. He can't win. And so what better way of getting rid of him than a legitimate way for once? Getting rid of an opponent a legitimate way. So, yeah, this is just all nonsense. I don't want to read anymore. It's sickening that these Republicans are just spineless. And I'm glad that Trump is calling them out on it. It's ridiculous. It really is. They let this guy get away with murder, figuratively speaking, and or well, who knows what else. So I say, I totally agree. Impeach the bum already. Impeach him like yesterday. Impeach him now. He needs to be impeached. He should be impeached. He is totally corrupt. And if they don't impeach him, Trump may be right on that. Now, what do you think? I'm curious to know. Leave your comments. Let me know. Do you think that the Republicans are spineless? Well, obviously that's a no-brainer there. But do you think that Biden should be impeached? And why or why not?